As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Before we get into my concern for Abby and her emotional porn problem.
My mom just turned off the radio.
She needs to turn it up. You need help, girl. We'll get into that in just a second.
Are we going to have an intervention?
It might be. I just have a theory that I want to run by.
Hey, hi. At a very special Bird Show, we're having an emotional porn intervention for Abby.
I'm just saying be open to it is all I'm saying, okay? You might have a problem.
I mean, I got nowhere to go. I got to be here.
All right, before we get into that, I saw this video the other day, man, and if this isn't the most typical exchange in married couples you will ever, ever hear in your life, the most relatable thing I think I have seen on Instagram.
An accurate representation of marriage, and it goes like this. Hey, babe, we have plans at 2 on Saturday, 2 p.m. Saturday. We have plans to go to this birthday party. This is my husband. Okay, Saturday comes around. My husband. Hey, I'm going to go work on my pressure washer and go build a fire outside. Oh, okay. Well, we have to get ready to leave. For what? For the birthday party I told you about at 2 p.m. on Saturday because it's 1:30. You never said that. Literally, I did. This is brand new information. I've literally never heard that come out of your mouth. I reminded you 65 times this week and I wrote it on our calendar. No. No, you didn't say anything.
It's the most relatable thing I've seen. How many times has it happened?
Well, I mean, for us, it goes both ways. And there are times, like, I'm like, I could have swore I told you this. And he's like, no, I swear to you, you didn't. And then I actually have to check myself. And I'm like, maybe I thought about telling you and I actually didn't tell you.
What commercial is it now where they can actually stop your life and you could do replay on your life? Have you seen this commercial?
No.
And then they go back to the tape to see who was right and who was wrong?
Oh, that would be amazing.
Oh, I wish that was.
Like a challenge flag.
I wish that was a, yes, like a challenge flag.
Would that save marriages or ruin marriages?
I think.
Yeah. That would help a lot.
All right, so Abby, hear me out here.
Bird Show.
All right, hear me out. I just have a theory on this based on one couple that I have heard of, but it makes sense to me. First, let me preface it by this, by let's saying that I don't know what the statistic is, and maybe I am painting with a very broad brush here, but I think when it comes to porn online, when we're talking about sex and we're talking about porn.
You want to give the kid warning?
Too late. that, I don't know, I'm just going to throw a number out of my butt out there. 70% of addiction, porn addiction online are dudes.
Okay.
70?
Mm-hmm.
I'll roll.
We're visual creatures, so when we get in trouble online, you go from one video to the other. Most of the time, we take calls from women saying, my husband is addicted, and that's where it all starts. Okay, I'll give you that. So this is not my friend, but a friend of mine was telling me that her marriage is in trouble right now because she has overly engaged and is addicted to these romance novels that you keep talking about, the ogre ones, the fairy sex ones, and she has been going through one after the other, to where it has hurt her and her marriage. Not only the physical part of it also, because it is a romance novel, but she's so into it that this love affair that seems to go on with these characters time and time again, she has been experimenting with things in her real marriage and has now set the expectations higher an unrealistic expectation for her husband over and over and over again as she reads these books.
You can't do that.
So what is the difference? So what is the difference between a dude being addicted to watching videos online where he's trying to bring that into the bedroom and a woman getting this emotional fantasy world and bringing it into her marriage also?
So in what way is she bringing it into her marriage? Like, she's expecting him to be what based off of these books that she's reading?
So again, this is not my friend. It's a friend of a friend. But the physical part of it, I haven't read one of these, so I'm leaning on you on this. But the physical stuff can get next level.
Graphic.
Mm-hmm. Very graphic and very next level.
What's the book that Cassie was talking about the other day that she said, like, she wouldn't recommend it to anybody else but you because it's such, there's so many intense trigger warnings.
Yes, it's a book called Haunting Adeline, and it's known throughout book talk as, like, this very triggering stalker romance to where there's, like, knife play in the bedroom, so things can get a little freaky. It's very much 50 Shades, but turn up the dial.
But there's also an emotional component to it also, where it's very romantic, it's over the top with romance, and it's not the real world. But she's been caught up in so many of these books that she's brought it into her life, and it's caused a lot of problems with her and her husband.
So I think both of them are similar in the sense that they inflate expectations for people. So there's actually a movie that touches on this called Don John. It stars Scarlett Johansson, who has, like, an affinity for rom-coms and wants her life to be like a rom-com. And then I can't remember what the actor's name is. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, his character is, like, obsessed with porn and wanting to have that kind of fantasy behind closed doors. And so I think both things can be true in the sense that both can inflate expectations for either sexes. But to me, like, the actual emotional part, I think can just sometimes be like an escape. Like, especially if you're a single person like me, like, it's nice to escape and have, like, something you can dive into. But to me, as long as it's not, like, unhealthy, which I guess for this person it is, it's, like, not a big deal.
Couldn't you say the same thing about dudes and porn?
But you could say that about anything. Like, think about food. Think about work. If you do too much of anything and it takes up all of your time and it starts to become an idol for your life, then it's unhealthy. But that doesn't make it inherently bad.
Moderation is key.
On both parts.
Why are you smirking like that?
I don't know. But I find it fascinating.
Natalia, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Well, I'm a professor at KSU, and I teach a class on gender that is called Love and Sex. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions that I always ask my students is that, are romance novels porn? And the girls immediately say no, and the boys are like, well, and then what I do is I read one paragraph from 50 Shades of Grey, and as soon as they read it, they're like, oh, yeah, that's porn, you know, because you do imagine, and if you start imagining, if in this case she's doing that, you know, one romance novel after a romance, and you get a reaction of it, and that's what porn does, right? You get a reaction of it, well, from romance books, too. So, yes, they can be classified as porn.
Emotional porn,
says
Abby.
Says a KSU professor.
Yes, and you may have a problem.
I have a very normal relationship with my smutty, funny porn fairy books, okay?
What?
I have a very healthy relationship with them.
All I'm saying is chew on it that guys physically, like, with our eyes, that's what we got addicted to. Women emotionally do. It's the same thing if you're bringing it into your marriage, I think.
Same thing.
I think the difference is you don't always read to have a fun time with yourself. Sometimes you just want to read for enjoyment and escape. So I think it's a little different.
I do think intense. Because, like, no like, most guys go to porn because they have... A guy watches porn for one reason.
There's an end game, whereas sometimes you're just listening because it's like... Tea. Okay, girl.
I know some men don't enjoy the plot.
Huh? Right. Can't you say women are going to fulfill a need and a hole in their relationship also emotionally?
No.
So they're reading those books.
No, but like...
Not the physical part of it.
I'm talking about like physically... Okay, maybe.
Man, I want to debate you all the time.
Get it. The Burt Show.